You know, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Joe Gregory. I've known Joe, oh my goodness, back to the early 1990s. I was introduced to him by one of my staff at Samaritan's Purse, and she said, there's this group you got to meet. They own this company up in Virginia called General Injectables and Vaccines, and they love the Lord, and maybe they could help us with our medical relief ministry. And I went up and met them, and Joe, the younger brother, John, one of the other brothers, became good friends. I actually took Joe with me to Kenya and Tanzania. We had one of those bonding experiences that you have. We got food poisoning in Tanzania and ended up vomiting in a ditch together. That'll bond you real quick. So we stayed in touch, and it was soon after I came to CMDA. I was coming up to Bristol, flew into the local airport, and I'd heard from somebody that the Gregorys had bought a pharmaceutical company in Bristol, Tennessee. And I had some time and thought, well, I'll just go by and see if I can see Joe and say hi to him and ask people around town where King Pharmaceuticals was, the name of the organization. And they pointed to this big building, and we went and knocked on the front door, and security let us in, and that evolved into us moving here. It's an interesting story, and we'll let Joe tell some of that. And we've remained friends for years. Joe's got a wide background in business. He has a bachelor's degree from Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland, honorary doctorate from Milligan College, and has been involved in all kinds of businesses, from pharmaceuticals to energy searches to you name it. I couldn't give you the whole list of things he's done, and is a philanthropist and helps Christian organizations as well through the success in his businesses. You know, as we approach this last swing for me as CEO of CMDA, I've been thinking it's been important to go back, and the board's wanting this, to look at why have we been successful? What are the keys to how God has used and blessed CMDA, and what is important and what's not important as we go forward? And one of the things I did was bring Joe Gregory to come and talk to our board and kind of give his perspective as someone who was involved from the early days of my tenure here back in 1994, and huge changes in our organization. And then after that, Joe and I sat down and talked about that, and you're going to get that as well. It's a wonderful walk down memory lane, remembering God's goodness and God's grace, and it has some insights that I think you'll find helpful no matter what you're doing. So let's get to what Joe had to say to the CMDA board just a few months ago.
It's my singular pleasure to be here today after prodding and recruitment by Dave Stevens and Gene Rudd to speak to the CMDA board and friends and share my recollection of events that led to your move from Dallas to Bristol and your prosperity since. And as many of you know, I started a company called King Pharmaceuticals along with my brothers in 1993. Here in Bristol, Tennessee. Fewer still remember that prior to that, we ran a pharmaceutical distribution company called General Injectables and Vaccines. And we sold to physicians' offices, and as Christians, we also searched for ways we could fulfill our calling to serve others. Over 25 years ago, that led us to seek a friendship and partnership with key Christian medical mission groups, including Samaritan's Purse and World Medical Mission. And at that time, Dr. David Stevens was executive director of World Medical Mission, and we were able to support the organization. And I was even privileged to accompany David and Franklin and Dr. Dick Furman and numerous others on several trips, including a missions trip to Tanzania and Kenya, including Tenwick Hospital. Well, Scripture says man makes his plans, but God orders his steps. And it wasn't too long after that that Dr. Dave was offered the head position at that time, CMDS. And so he and Jody and the family were off to Dallas. And at the same time, my family and I, we were growing our business to move from distribution into the manufacture and sale of prescription drug products. So from Southwest Virginia, we moved into the 500,000 square feet former Beecham North American headquarters facility in Bristol, Tennessee. And I believe both David and myself landed at our respective new assignments and thought, well, what do we do now? And so we stayed in touch with David and looked for ways we could support CMDS through global health outreach and advertising in your magazine, Today's Christian Doctor. Well, it just so happened that David was on a speaking tour, and he was scheduled to speak in Tri-Cities, and they came and visited King Pharmaceuticals unannounced. And we, of course, were happy to see him and showed him around our new facility. CMDS was in 6,000 very expensive square feet offices in Dallas at the time, and they were busting at the seams. This was in approximately 1994, and as we toured our Bristol facility, I remember my brother John was inspired to turn to David and offer 25,000 square feet of beautiful, unused, finished office space to David, saying, God will bless you and it will flow through you to us. You see, we had already moved Good News Jail and Prison Ministry into our basement, and we figured with them praying in our basement and CMDA praying over top of us, we would be sandwiched in prayer, which would surely bless us to no end. At the time, CMDA was experiencing some financial challenges, like numerous groups, and Dallas had a tough cost of living. Unemployment was only 2%, so recruitment was hard, and it was difficult to expand their surroundings, although that was needed. So David drilled down into our proposal, which was a de minimis monthly rent, a 20-year lease, including utilities, cleaning services, and security provided, and no increase guaranteed for the life of the lease. Well, we had to repeat it several times to get CMDA to believe us, but David carried that proposal back to Dallas and had to figure out how to pitch the idea to move an established independent physicians association into a facility headquartered by a pharmaceutical company, which was no small task. And at that time entered Dr. Gene Rudd, and I believe it was at the spring 1995 CMDA board meeting where the proposal was presented. And at that very august board, they deliberated and prayed over 3 days before voting to accept our proposal. And so later that year in 1995, CMDA moved to Bristol into the King Pharmaceutical facility. And at that time, you had approximately 4,000 members. And within 5 years, CMDA grew to 15,000 members and supported numerous programs like the Saline Solution, expanded public policy position papers, and state advocacy and expanded medical missions through GHO. So it was no surprise that by 2001, CMDA was beginning to experience growing pains again and needed more space. I also believe that because of your overwhelming success, impact, and platform, we felt you needed your own national identity. And so the Gregory family gave a substantial gift to help fulfill the grand vision of your board to build this beautiful national headquarters that we're here today, and you still needed to raise an additional $7 million to open the doors, which was an incredible stretch goal that just a few years earlier would have seemed impossible to achieve. And yet you raised these funds in 3 years so that by October of 2003, you were ready. But you still needed a site, and it needed to be an exceptional site. And Dr. Gene Rudd found this hallowed ground where we speak from today after searching and looking at 70 different sites around the area. And more than that, he managed the construction process with amazing results, ending with a beautiful facility that we can all be proud of today and give the glory to God. You know, the CMDA board was faced with a decision, and they seized the perfect timing of God's call, in my opinion. The Greeks have a concept of time. One is chronos, where we get our watches and those kinds of terminology from, but the other is kairos. And there's that essence of time, that perfect timing, that you're in God's will, where things just seem to fall in place, where you've been working for 20 years to become an overnight success. And clearly I see that in the decision that CMDA made to move to Bristol. God has placed CMDA in a unique position to impact our culture. It's my belief that the Lord has a great plan for CMDA. I've been privileged to live part of it. I can see it, and I sense it in my spirit. Ask Him, and He'll show you it and allow you to fulfill it for His glory and for your benefit. Thank you very much.
Joe, it's great to have you here in the studio, and I had to get you back so we can talk about the challenge you gave the board and some of the history lesson. I look back in amazement because that was probably one of the most critical crossroads, especially early in my career at CMDA, that we did, making that step. And if it hadn't been for you guys, it never would have happened. It was that critical moment when God took us down a new direction and to a whole new area of ministry. So first of all, for the membership, let me say thank you to you and pass it on to John and the rest of the family. But let's talk a little bit about the whole ambition, and I guess part of that's risk taking. You've lived that. I mean, you guys were crazy when you stepped out of General Injectable Vaccines and came down here and decided you're going to start a pharmaceutical company from scratch.
That's true. That's a very difficult subject to try to understand exactly where you want to be on that risk line.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all, to a certain extent, unfortunately, allow all kinds of other influences to enter into our decision making. But Paul said, you know, do nothing out of vain conceit or selfish ambition, but in humility, he says, consider others better than yourselves, and your attitude should be like that of the Lord Jesus, who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Mm. I love this scripture from Philippians 2. And it really instructs us as to what our mindset should be like. But it's very difficult for me. It's very difficult for people because, you know, your pride enters into things. So, you know, God is still an orchestrator in many aspects, and we can't be somewhat discouraged, even not just by unbelievers, but by believers who may have different motives or reasons. Hopefully we can all be in unity about the motive and the ambition to advance the gospel, to advance the kingdom of God, and to personally draw closer to God, to try to be more in the image of His Son.
I think one thing that really impressed me, and of course we were kind of on the inside, we were on the inside of the building anyway, and watching what was going on with King, God just poured out His blessings on you because, and I think in many ways, because you kept Christ at the center of what you were doing, not just by word, but by deed, with ministries that you started, ministries that you invested in. And, you know, I remember when John said he thought the blessings would flow through, but yeah. I don't think you all estimated that in, what, 5, 6, 7 years you're going to be on the S&P 500. I mean, it was so obviously a God thing.
Well, at the time, and I'm not sure if it's still a record, but at the time, we were the fastest company in the history of Wall Street to go from our initial public offering to the S&P 500. And
wow.
Scripture says that, you know, God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to His power working within us. And He certainly did that for my family. And one of the greatest sources of pride for me isn't that we were successful in business or that we had a successful pharmaceutical company, but that we did it as a family
and that Christ was in the midst of it, in the center of it, and we still love and respect each other, even out of retirement and in our respective lives. We all are a strong family, well knit together, and Christ is still in the midst of it.
You know, what impressed me is how the success, how you all handled the success. And you kept, even with secular people, giving the glory to God versus, you know, look at us. And sometimes that's the hardest problem we as Christians have, is when there are incredible blessings and you begin to think, well, I did part of this. You know, it was because I was here. It was, you know. And I experienced people come up to me and say, oh, just thank you. You've just done unbelievable leadership for CMDA. We're doing so many more things. And I said, listen, all I did was say yes to God and got on the roller coaster, you know, and it was a ride. Yeah. And I think it's important to realize that as well. You guys did it so well and were a great example to me.
Well, and you and Gene have been great examples to us as well. You know, we greatly appreciate you, and you and Gene are two of our heroes, and we gained a lot in terms of our Christian walk by watching how you operated and how Gene operated.
Isn't it nice how God puts people together at certain times and influence each other? You look back at those people in your life that just had it. Sometimes you didn't even realize when it was happening, and you look back and say, oh, wow, that's where I got that idea, or that's where I got that example, or that mentor, or that, you know.
Yeah.
And I think all of us, no matter where we are in life, need people to mentor and people who we're looking up to and learning from as well. We never grow out of that. I know I don't. I'm always looking for good examples to copy into my life.
That's true. And, you know, just as we were making bold moves, it was an extremely bold move for CMDA to move to Bristol at that time. And that was a what they call a gutsy call on your part.
My board thought I was nuts. I remember we called the executive committee. You know, the rest of the story is you guys made the offer. I came back to the office, didn't say anything to anybody. I thought, well, you know, it was just some idle conversation. But I've just mulled this over my – we had a board meeting. I didn't say anything to the board. And then Don Kinke, my CEO at that time, was coming down. You all were having a gathering of groups doing missions, and you had him here for the weekend. I couldn't come. I said, Don. And before I left, I said, Don, there's something I need to mention to you. We had this conversation. I'm not sure they were serious or not, but it could come up. And I remember that Friday night I was speaking somewhere. About 10 o'clock, I got a call, and it was Don. He said, well, Dave, we're up here trying to see which floor would work after you all taken everyone out for dinner. And then I thought, boy, this is real, and contacted the board, said we need to have executive session. And they asked all the right questions. They didn't know you from Adam. Are they trying to get to our members to sell medicines? Are they going to go belly up and we'll move up there and the building will be sold or go into bankruptcy? And, you know, what all sorts of things. I remember we even had a discussion about whether we should have our post office box in Virginia or Tennessee, because Virginia sounded more a higher status, they thought, than maybe Tennessee did.
Yeah.
And then they made that decision after prayer, and it was just the key to our development and growth and what has happened. And, you know, the results just show God's hand on it.
Yeah, you know, it was an amazing move of God impacting your decision-making. And, you know, lots of times with big moves, whether it's a personal or a family or a corporate decision, these things are hard, and to know exactly which way you're to go. And what I've found in my life in trying to determine God's will in these big decisions is that it starts with prayer, and it is added to by reading God's Word to try to understand what He's looking for from our lives. And then there's also a self-awareness where you look at the man in the mirror and you try to determine what talents the Lord has given you or your family or your company. And then you also consider what I call the unforeseen sanctity of circumstances. Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful about that, because the enemy of God can use circumstances too.
Yeah.
But clearly where you see doors opening that don't seem to make sense in any other realm other than a, you know, spiritual realm, you have a sense of confidence to move forward through those doors if you have confirmation in those other areas.
Yeah, and often good counsel. I remember when I came to CMDA, Jody knew that. My wife knew that before I did it. This is where God wanted me to be. She kept saying, Dave, I just sense this is for you. God's designed this for you. And I was still working through it. And I've just thought how important that encouragement was to me and counsel from a spouse or an advisor or someone mm-hmm. you really trust. So it makes a huge difference.
It does.
Joe, I don't know how to say thank you for all you've done in my life. And we've had some mountaintop experiences, been in the valleys together, seeing
That's
challenges.
True. A few foxholes.
And look back and see God's goodness and grace. And one of those is our friendship and what God did with us together through these past years. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. Thank your family. And I know you continue to minister all over the world. I'm going to Israel this week. You've got a ministry there that God's led you to. So
yes.
God's doing good things, and I just want to thank you for taking time to be with
us. Well, I thank you for your friendship and your faithfulness too, David. And God's put us together, and I praise him for that.